Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a contemplative nun with a monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is Jesus Code Red.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what we had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the council and said, "What are we to do? This man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy both our holy place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all. You do not understand that it is better for you to have one man die for the people than to have the whole nation destroyed." He did not say this on his own, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was about to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to put him to death. Jesus, therefore, no longer walked about openly among the Jews, but went from there to a town called Ephraim, in the region near the wilderness, and he remained there with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They were looking for Jesus and were asking one another as they stood in the temple, "What do you think? Surely he will not come to the festival, will he?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that anyone who knew where Jesus was should let them know so that they might arrest him. Immediately after the raising of Jesus' friend Lazarus from the dead, the machinations of the enemies of Jesus are ratcheted up. We get a sense that this last sign from this man who is performing many signs has put the Jewish religious establishment over the edge. Jesus, once considered a nuisance, is now a full-blown threat. To use our 21st century lingo, a code red. If the Romans take notice of the increasing popularity of this carpenter's son turned wonder worker, they will come and destroy the holy place, the temple, and the Jewish nation. Caiaphas utters, prophesies, as John clarifies, words both horrific and true. It is better to have one man die for the people than to have the whole nation destroyed. And very quickly, the murder of Jesus is morally justified. We hear those chilling words. So from that day, they plan to put him to death. Jesus is aware of their plots and aware of the Father's plan for him. He goes to Ephraim, a region near the wilderness, which echoes how after his baptism, he was propelled by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. It was not just Jesus laying low from his enemies, but Jesus raising his eyes to the Father as his passion drew near. But this time he is with his disciples, comforted by their companionship, assured by their presence. But soon, even that will be taken away from him, beginning at the Garden of Gethsemane. We hear the gossip at the temple. Will he come to the festival of Passover? We know the answer, how Jesus will meet and embrace his death unflinchingly, knowing that he will die not just for his people, but for all people, so that all nations may not be destroyed, but may be saved by the wood of his cross. Holy Week is only hours away. Come, let us go forth to meet him. ¶¶